Okay, we're up to Simen Shinun Ches, Seif Tes. Okay, Sif Tes. We're continuing the discussion of a Karfev. Karfev is an enclosure that is not for the purpose of living. If the enclosure is larger than a base or sayin, larger than 5,000 square amos, one is not allowed to carry more than Dalid Amos. And we discussed the different scenarios, different situations where a person wants to convert this karfif into a residential enclosure. It's not going to help. Just because you build a house or you open up your home to the enclosure, the walls have still not been built for the purpose of dira. So we discussed different techniques one must do in order to recreate, at least halachically, the walls for the purpose of living. Now we discuss a new case, test, karfif yosin misosayin. What? Shinun ches test, page 424. 424 in the Dirshu Mishnah Berurah. The top of the page it says simen shinun ches, and we're up to seif test. So karfif yosin misosayin, shukaf ledira. So we have a new case. We have a karfif. We have an enclosure. It's larger than a base. So that's sosayin. It's always the first question you have to ask in the siman. What is the situation? It's larger than a base sosayin. But in this case, shukaf ledira. We're now going to work backwards. The enclosure was, this enclosure was built for the purpose of living. No problem. You're allowed to carry more than Dalet Amos. A very, very big room. Very large area. There are people living. There are apartments which open into this enclosure. There's no problem. You can certainly carry more than Dalet Amos. Especially, let's deal with a very similar case where there's only one owner. One person has a home and he has a door which opens to the enclosure. You don't even need any of the chatzeros. Fine. But now, what he does is he starts to create problems. He wants to reverse. No longer will this entire area be for the purpose of living. I'm going to plant trees or vegetables. Does that remove this enclosure from the status of dira to a karfif that's not for the purpose of dira? And I'm no longer allowed to carry more than Dalet Amos? Or no, once it's been built for the purpose of dira, it remains kosher for carrying no matter what happens. So let's see. So, v'nota rubo ilonos. In this enclosure, you plant trees. A lot of trees. Afilu einam nituim shuro shus. Even if the trees are planted in a haphazard manner, there's no order. The trees are just dispersed all over the place. So you would think that it's no longer chukaf ledira, because a residential area, there has to be order. That's in your home. If things are not in order, it's very disturbing. Everything has to be in order. So if you have an open area, and it was chukaf ledira, and now you've planted trees, you've made this into an orchard, so no longer is this called a makom that's chukaf ledira. So you think you're not allowed to carry more than Dalet Amos. No, it does not matter. Einam mevat madira, it does not matter. It's still called, it's not so simple to take, to remove the status of a karfif that's chukaf l'shem dira. Aval, but in Nizra Ruba, but if you plant vegetables or grain and you make this into a garden or some type of field, then Hazrohim Novatam Hadira Afilu Ein Bohem Elo Sasayim, even if the area that you plant is only a sasayim. The Mishmur says Lavdaf, as long as it's rove, it's sasayim means tusa, as long as it's 2,501 square amos of seed, grain, field, automatically this enclosure is no longer considered hukaf ledira. So again, very simple. We have here a very large area. The large area was enclosed, it was constructed lechatchila originally for the purpose of living. There is an apartment which opens into this field. Originally, there's no question it was permitted to carry in the enclosure more than Dalet Amos. It's a full-fledged Rishus Hayochid built for living purposes, even though it's larger than a base sosayim. Now, one day you wake up and you say, you know what, I'm going to take this area, and let's assume that it's exactly a base sosayim. Let's say it's a little bit more than a base sosayim. I'm going to plant the majority of this area. I'm going to make it into a field. It's going to be a field. Now, and you plant, no longer is this area hukaf ledira. it's no longer enclosed for the purpose of living. Even though I did not knock down the walls remain the same. I just changed the function of what I do inside of this area. It automatically removes the status of this makom as hukaf ledira to a makom that's not hukaf ledira. So it's very easy to lose the status. To upgrade the status to shem dira, it's much more difficult. There, even if you would remove, you have a place that was originally full of grain, a garden, and you would remove the grain, and you would have to rebuild the walls, like we discussed yesterday, to knock down part of the wall, knock down the walls, so we create a lundish wall. But where you start off with an area that's hukaf ledira, and you ruin it, you downgrade it. In order to downgrade, you don't need to do anything physical to the walls. All you need to do is change the function of what you do inside this enclosure. And the example given here is to plant seed. And the Chaber says you have to do for the size of Sasayim, Lavdafka, the Mishmur says, even if you do the majority of the field, that's enough to downgrade its stats. Okay, next page, Nizra Miut. Let's say in this area you plant a minority of the Karfeif. Then the rule is in ein boy elo sosayim mutter yoser mi sosayim aser. So you have a very, very large enclosure, very large. And originally this enclosure was l'shem dira, and now you plant a garden, and whatever the part that you plant is the minority of the enclosure. It's very. Let's say the enclosure is 5 saw. Okay, 5 saw. If it's more than 2 saw, then it has to be hukaf ledira. Here it's 5 saw. And when it was built l'shem dira. You now plant 2.5. All right, let's not go that. You plant, let's look a little bit better. 10 saw. I'll do 10 saw. Okay, 10 saw. The original area is 10 saw. It's very, very large. L'shem dira. There's no prohibition you were permitted to carry more than dalet amos. You now plant in this area 2.5 saw. So the Mechaber says, even though 2.5 saw is only a miut of 10, it's not the majority, it's a minority, being that the amount that you have planted is more than 2 saw, that area is a problematic area, because anything that's 2 saw automatically is chashev, and being that there is no wall separating that section that you planted with grain to the remainder of the enclosure, the entire enclosure now has the status of shaloi hukaf l'shem dira. So again, let's start again. You start off with a very large, yeah.
The planted area.
Yeah.
You said with 2 saw?
2.5 saw. More than 2 saw.
More than 2. Oh.
More than 2. Or even yeah, more than 2. Make it very simple. More than 2. So that area, being that it's more than 2 saw, is problematic. Any area that's more than 2 saw, even though there are walls, you have to remember, you have a large area. The entire area has walls. You can't deny that. You can't deny that in Atoru you are in a Rishus Hayachid. You are in an enclosed area. That's a given. However, part of that enclosed area includes an area which is not for the purpose of living. How do you know it's not for the purpose of living? Because a garden, by definition, or a field where you plant grain is not a section that you live. That area is still within an enclosure of 4 walls. The walls don't necessarily enclose that section, but further on there are walls. Being that any time you have an enclosure that is not for the purpose of living and is larger than a base ben tusah, it is also to carry more than dalet amos, and in this particular situation, it's flush, it's open to the remainder of the enclosure, even though that remainder of that part of the enclosure is for the purpose of living, it doesn't matter. That part that's for the purpose of living does not have a 4th wall. It only has 3 walls. The 4th wall is open, it's flush, it flows right into the part where you have planted your seed. So you are in trouble. You're not allowed to carry in the entire area more than dalet amos.
What if there's a fence around?
Then, of course, then it's a separate wall. If there's a fence around, then the area of l'shem dira and there's not l'shem dira, each one is separate. But in a situation where, let's say, the same exact case where you start off with an area that's 10 saw, and the area that you plant is less than 2 saw, it's a large area, it's a minority of the enclosed area. The enclosed area in total is 10, and from that 10 you have 1.5 that has been planted. even though that area was implanted, you cannot, you don't live there, you can't do anything there. So what? That being that's only 1.5 relative to the other, to the remainder, it's a minority, it is bottle, and you're allowed to carry everywhere. You're even allowed to carry in the part where you've planted. Let's go back to the case before, one more case, where you're starting out with an area that, let's say, 4 saw. The whole thing is 4 saw. And you plant, you start an area, let's say, which is, let's give an example where it's exactly 2. Okay, it's a little bit more than two. It's a little bit more than 2. And you plant 1.25 with plants. So being that the majority of the enclosure is not fit for living, even though the part that you've planted itself is not 2 saw, it's less than 2 saw, but being that the part that you've planted is the majority of the enclosure in its entirety, it also is problematic, and no longer are you allowed to carry in this area. So that's what it's top line all the time. So near Zemiyot, im ein bo ela sasayim, if you plant a minority, im ein bo ela sasayim, as long as the part that you planted is less than 2 saw or less, you're okay. Yoser misosayim, but if you have a very large area now, example 10 saw, and you plant an area that's more than 2.5, then also you're not allowed to carry anywhere in this entire enclosure. Okay, next siman siman yud. Mishiyesh lo gine bechatzero nukein. So you have a garden. You have a garden in your courtyard. Im hu, see the details in one moment. Im hu rov hechatzer. If the garden is the majority of the chatzer. Afilu ein bo ela beis sasayim, the entire thing from beginning to end is beis sasayim. Lo yitaltel mimena min achotzer labayit. Maybe just turn the pages. Turn the 2 pages. There's a picture. Don't necessarily look at what the dimensions, because we don't need to get. There's a different halacha that's discussing something else. But if you turn 2 pages, Nedirshu Mishnebu, you see here what we're discussing. You see over here 3 houses. You see tiles, the tiles, the chotzer, and you see the area, the dirty area, the gray area, that is the karfi. But what's the situation? The situation is the entire enclosure, from beginning to including the chotzer and the karfi, everything together is not more than beis sosai. Correct? Not more. So the chotzer, make believe the part where you live, where there are nice tiles, and there are tables and chairs, and there are toys for the children, and everything is there, everything is fine. That, together with the karfeif, the area that where it says karfeif, that's gray on the bottom, where it's a garden, that's the garden that we're discussing. You have plants, that part you don't walk. The whole thing together is less than beis sasayim. So what's the rule? Well, we know, we learned this yesterday, we know this inside out, that any area that's less than a beis sasayim, even if it's not constructed for the purpose of living, you are permitted lechatchila to carry more than dalet amos. The only time you have an issue of not carrying more than dalet amos in an enclosure is where it was built not for the purpose of living. Where it's larger than a beis sasayim. But if it's less than a beis sasayim, there is no restriction whatsoever. Along comes this halacha and tells us, this is a hagdama to this. Let's say you have a home, and your home is adjacent to a karfeif, an area that's built not for the purpose of living, that is less than a beis sasayim. Within the karfeif, you're allowed to carry as whatever you want, more than dalet amos. But you're not allowed to take from the karfeif into your home. That's an amazing halacha. If the karfeif, the enclosure, has not built for the purpose of living, it's been built for the purpose of storage. Now, what I mean storage, don't confuse that today with a closet. It means like plants. It's very limited what it means, not for the purpose of living. You're not allowed to carry from the karfeif into your home. Let's review. This is the foundation for the next few halachas. You have a home. Home is a rishus hayachid. Adjacent to your home is a karfeif, an enclosure that was not constructed for the purpose of living. It was constructed to guard vegetables. It was to guard grain. It's a storage house. It's less than a base sosayim. On Shabbos, you can go inside that area, that enclosure, and you can take pick up an object and travel with it from one corner to the other corner the entire day, more than Dalamas, there's no restriction. But you are not permitted to take the object from the Karfaif and bring it into your house. Because the nature of these two Rishrios are completely different. Your home is a place for living. The Karfaif is a place that's not for living. In each area, you can do what you want, but you cannot go from one to the other. That's the halacha, it's also midrabana. Now we're coming to a situation where you have, now let me give you another example. Outdoors, you have a courtyard where you have a tables and chairs and you go out for recreation. It's a rishayachit. It doesn't make a difference what the size is. You're allowed to, if it's a given, you are permitted to transfer from your home to the chatzar, from the chatzar to your home, because they're both for the purpose of living. You're allowed to go, it's like you're going from one room to another room. Here's how the case we're about to discuss. When you have outdoors, an open area, part of the open area is a courtyard, and part of the open area is a carpet. And the area in its entirety is less than a base society. So there is no question you can carry anywhere you want in this enclosure more than Dalaramas. The question, though, is can you take an object from this enclosure, which has two separate reshuyos, kar from chotzer, and bring it into your home? Do we say that since part of this open area outdoors is a karfif, and that in and of itself you would not be permitted to carry from the karfif to your home, being that it's open to the courtyard, maybe the courtyard is bottled to the karfif, at least for the halacha, that you're not allowed to transfer from the chotzer to your home? That is the topic here of this halacha. So the halacha is, that's what you see here in this picture. This picture, the next 2 pages later on, you see the home, and you see a kaf, and you see a chatzer. And the entire area together is less than base sosai. So in this entire area, wherever you want to go, you can carry more than dalet amos. But the question we want to discuss, can you take an object from the courtyard and take it into your home, or from your home into the courtyard? Do we say the area that's a karfaif is going to limit you from transferring from the home to the courtyard and vice versa? So let's see what it says here in the Mechaber. Mechaber, back on page Reish Yud Gimel, Se'if Yud, Mi Sheyesh Legina Bechaz. A person has a garden in his courtyard. The garden has the status of a karfaif. Im Hu Rov HaChotzer. If the majority of this open area is the garden, Afilu Ein Bo Ela Beis Sosayim, even if the entire area put together is less than the Beis Sosayim, which means there's no limitation in carrying within the enclosure itself, nevertheless, Lo Yitatel Mimenu Min HaChotzer LaBayis. You cannot carry from the courtyard into your home, because since the majority of the enclosure is a karfaif, the chotzer status is bottled to the status of the karfaif with regard only to the law of not being permitted to transfer from the courtyard into the home. But of course, in the courtyard itself, in the karfaif itself, you are allowed to carry more than dalet amos, because the entire area is less than a beis sosayim.
And into the karfaif.
Yes, karfaif as well, because the whole thing is less than the beis sosayim. If it's less than the beis sosayim, there's no limitation whatsoever. So whom yotzei misosayim lo yitatel. Now next part of the halacha, v'im hu yotzei misosayim. Oh, now let's say the entire enclosure, everything together, the courtyard with the karfaif, everything together, is more than 5,000 square amos, and the majority of this enclosure is a karfaif, is the garden. Then guess what? Lo yitatel bo v'chotzer ela ba'arba amos. It's pretty simple. If the entire area, so like a new case, you have here, two different books. Okay, over here, the blue is the courtyard where you live. Normally, this can be miles as long as a courtyard. Courtyard is for living purposes. Green is the karfaif, the garden. It happens to be, it's one area, they connect to each other, and there's one fence around the entire thing. If the entire area together, courtyard plus the karfaif, is more than a base sosayim, if everything together is more than 5,000 square amos, and the majority of this enclosure is the karfef. There are 3,000 square amas of karfef and only 2,000 square amas of courtyard. The courtyard section is bought to the karfef section, and you're not allowed to carry in the courtyard more than dalit amos. Simple. That's even what we learned before. You're not allowed to carry more than but let's say it's the reverse. Let's say the karf area is only 2,000 square amos and the courtyard area is 3,000 square amos. So then, we're going back on the case where it's larger than a base sosayim. The entire area, let's say it's 10,000 square amos. So it's large in the base of Sayim. But the karfef is a miut. Vimu mira chotzer. Ma sheyesh bo yoser misosayim. Oyser kol hachotzer. If it's a miut of the chotzer. Ma sheyesh bo yoser misosayim. Oyser kol hachotzer. Vim yesh bo sosayim apachos. Oyser lohotzi mimeno labois. I'm getting confused. I'm just seeing the Mishnah Berurah pay. Okay, so let's explain this case. This is an interesting case. Here we have the enclosure. Two different rishuyos. One enclosure. The entire area together is 10,000 square amos. We're dealing here with an area that's larger than the base society. How large is the karfef area? If the karfef area is less than 5,000 square amos, again, the whole thing in entirety, let's make the numbers even bigger to make them sure to in majority. The entire thing together is 15,000 square amos. If the karfef area is, let's say, 3,000 square amos, 3,000 square amos is certainly a minority of 15,000 amos, and 3,000 square amos is less than 5,000 square amos. So this area is not itself problematic in and of itself, and it's only a minority of the entire enclosure. You have no problem whatsoever. You're allowed to carry the entire area. The majority is the courtyard, and the courtyard you're allowed to carry, there's no limitation, so you can carry, this part becomes bottle, and you can even carry from here into the home. There's no limitation whatsoever. Nothing. Because the entire area is 15,000 square amos, and the area that you live is 13,000 square amos, and this is only 2,000 square amos. So this is a miut. It's a miut. It's nothing. It's bottle. But what happens if the area of the karfif is 5,000 square amos, or a little bit more than 5,000 square amos, and the area of the courtyard is 10,000 square amos? So here is a very Islamic Lamdashayot. On the one hand, the majority of the courtyard is for living purposes. So we should say that the part that's for planting a karfef is bottled to the part that's meant for living purposes. But on the other hand, the part that is a karfef, the garden, is significant area. It's 5,000 plus square amos. So that's what it says here in this halacha. If the area of the karfef is so large that it's 5,000 square amos and it's open to the courtyard, that is, the courtyard, even though the courtyard area is the majority, this will ruin it for the courtyard. And you're not allowed to carry if the garden area is sosayim, oser kol hechotzer. It will ruin it for the chotzer, even though the chotzer is larger. V'yim yesh bo sosayim opachos. If this is less than a sosayim opachos, also lehotzi mimena labayis, you're not allowed to take from the mimena labayis. Now this is a common halacha in the Mishnah. There are many conditions, and there are many interesting things he says here in the Mishnah. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah pay gimel. Mimen labois pegimel umash mamize the alcohol ponim mechalek mechalek achotzer shori letalte labois af kishye shir be sosayim kiden kol chayvet shemotzi mimenu labois. Here's let's review the case. The entire area is 15,000 square amos. The chotzer section is 10,000 square amos. No, it's even more. It's even more. I'm sorry. Let's say it's 13,000 square amos. The karfif section is 2,000 square amos. Okay? Okay, let's step back. What I told you in the very beginning. Here's another case on the other side of the table. You have a bias. Okay, let's say the bias, here's the bias, and here is your karfif. The karfif is less than a base of sand. This is going back to this is the principle you have to remember. And this is very very interesting. What ties everything together in this Mishnah Berurah. And then we'll finish. Then we'll go on to other halakhos. Here's the bias. Here is your karfif outdoors. This area, this gray area, has not been enclosed for the purpose of living. Given. This is a field, it's a garden, there's nothing to talk about. But it's less than a base society. It's less than 5,000 square amos. There's no issue if there's an object lying in the corner in this enclosure before Shabbos begins, you're allowed the chatchil to move it from one corner to the other corner, and you can travel more than Dalet Amos. That's a given. Because you are in a Rishus Hayachid Darai, so there are four walls. And even though this has not been enclosed for the purpose of living, it's less than a base society. The only time there's a limitation of carrying more than Dalet Amos in an area that's not been enclosed for the purpose of living is where it's more than a base society. It's less than a base society, so you can carry all you want. But, big but, you're not allowed to take the object from this karfif into your home, and you're not allowed to take it from your home into the karfif. Because Chazal did not allow you to transfer objects from one type of Rishus HaYochid to another type of Rishus HaYochid. A Rishus HaYochid that's meant for the purpose of living is not the same type of Rishus HaYochid that's meant not for the purpose of living. So each one is separate. In your home you can carry all you want. In the karfif you can carry all you want because it's less than a base society. Now we have a complicated case. Here we go to this side. We have a very, very large area that is in total 15,000 square amos. A base of Sayim is only 5,000 square amos. So we're already 10,000 amos above the limitation of a base area. So what was this thing enclosed for? So the answer is for two purposes. The first section was enclosed for the purpose of living. And that's the majority. It's the majority to the degree where it's 13,000 square amos. It's a very large majority. The karfif section is only 2,000 square amos. It's nothing. So there's no question I am allowed to carry everywhere I want in this area. Because the area is enclosed for the purpose of living. It's more than a base sasayim, but 13,000 of the 15,000 square amos were enclosed for the purpose of living. Wonderful. Now, here's my question. I can carry from the court this section to the karfif section. From the karfif section to the courtyard section. I can carry, well, again, I can carry in both the areas, in each respective area, I can definitely carry. Am I allowed to take an object from the karfif area into my home? If my home is open, is over here, opens up into the courtyard area, am I allowed to carry from the karfif area to my, or let me see, am I allowed to carry from the karfif to the home, to, let's say my home is over here, right against the karfif? So you would say maybe yes, maybe not. What are the sources say maybe yes, maybe not? Maybe not, because just like in the case that I gave you before, we have a karf and you have a bias. You're not allowed to take from the karfif to the bayis because each one is a different type of rishus hayochid. The bayis is enclosed for living. The karfif is enclosed for other purposes, even though in each one independently you can carry all you want because each one has its own set of rules, but you're not allowed to go from one to the other. So here also, being that this section needs 2,000 square amos, I should not be allowed to go into the bayis because the bayis is for living and this little section is not for living. On the other hand, maybe you'll tell me that being that this 2,000 section area is flush, it's open to the 13,000 area, the courtyard area, and the courtyard area is certainly for living purposes. If I have a house in the courtyard, I can freely transfer from the house to the courtyard and vice versa. So being that this little section is open to the courtyard area, maybe the garden area will become bottle to the courtyard area, and I should carry. Along comes the Mechaber and says, no, you're not allowed to do that. It's true, the Karfif area is open to the courtyard area, and the courtyard area is the majority, and even though it's true that the Karfif is bottled so that you can, that there's no problem, even though it's larger than the base assignment total, you're allowed to carry, but you're still not allowed to carry from the Karfif into the house. Next question. Can I carry, let's say I have my house over here, can I carry from the courtyard area into my house? So the Mishnah says, it's a good question. I don't know the answer. There are two different ways to look. On one hand, why not? 15,000 square amas, hukaf ledira. Okay, there's a little section here that's karfaif. It's bottle. But the courtyard to the house, I could certainly carry, and just because it's open. But then the Mishnah says, maybe not. Even though this is a little small area, it's a nothing area, it's only 2,000 square amas, but it's open. It ruins the fourth wall of the courtyard. Now, even though it's not going to ruin the fourth wall of the courtyard in order to allow you to carry within the entire area, but it might be enough of a problem to prevent you from carrying from your home into your bayis. It's a fascinating halacha. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah here is. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah, Pei Gimel. We'll start from turn the page and finish this halacha. Pei Gimel, Mimena, Umashma Mizeh, the Al Kolponim, Mechalek Hechotzer, Shari Latalta Labais. From the courtyard section, you're allowed to bring into your home, Avshiyesh Shir Beis Sosayim, even though the area of your courtyard is 13,000 skramas, way above 5,000 skramas, that's fine. Kidin kol chotzer shemotzin min al bayis, because a chotzer is hukaf ledira. However, the Mishnah Berurah then says v'yesh oisrim bezeh lehoitzi, to transfer af me chotzer labayis. The af agav the chotzer the gina mutul talta, even though there's no limitation I can carry from the chotzer to the gina and back and forth because all of this is one large enclosure. And even though there is a gina part, but the gina part itself is less than the base sosayim, it's less than 5,000 square amas, and it's the minority of the larger picture, that's fine and true, and that's why there's no limitation going back and from the gina to the gina to the chotzer. However, mikol makom le'inyan klei habayis, with regard to relating this courtyard to the bayis, mikri gina mokoim ha'asur, we consider the gina area to be problematic, because you're never allowed to go from a gina to a bayis on Shabbos, and since in this case the gina area is flush to the chotzer area, that's going to take away the fourth wall of the chotzer. And with regard to the law of not going from a bayis to going from one shliach to another shliach, in this situation it will be problematic. It's completely breached. Bevadai ein lahachmer l'taltel min achotzer l'bayis, but where the zroim is less than a base sosayim, bevadai ein lahachmer l'taltel min achotzer l'bayis, v'yesh mekilim b'chagoyim zel l'tavo af nechel gagina guf l'bayis v'adin min habayis l'gina, v'yesh lismich al zeh b'mokim adchak v'chol ha'muskar kan. That's what you said before about being a separate fence. So, but here he's saying, let me just make sure I'm saying this correctly, and we're out of time. Vim hi mir hechotzer, ma sheyesh v'yosem yisosayim, ma sheyesh v'yosem yisosayim oyser kol hechotzer. So I have to clarify what I said. Vim yesh bos sosayim oypachos, osu lohoitzi, vim yesh v'sayim oypachos, osu lohoitzi men labais. I know we're out of time. Maybe we'll go with this next time. I'll try and make it a little more clear next time. So we'll leave it over here.